Welcome to the Forward Day by Day podcast, brought to you by your friends at Forward Movement, a ministry of the Episcopal Church. Read or listened to by over 500,000 people each and every day, Forward Day by Day is a wonderful way to connect to God and neighbor. We're glad you're here and hope you'll share us with your friends. Today is Wednesday, February 6th, Isaiah chapter 54, verse 10. For the mountains may depart, and the hills be removed, but my steadfast love shall not depart from you, and my covenant of peace shall not be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on you. Mountains play a significant role in the story of God. Noah's ark comes to rest on Mount Ararat, and Moses hears from God on Mount Sinai. Jesus delivers his most famous sermon on an unnamed mountain. There are good reasons for describing significant religious moments as mountaintop experiences. But mountains also represent something specific throughout Scripture. They are used in parables and poetry to represent the unmovable. Jesus tells his disciples that if their faith is even the size of a mustard seed, they will move mountains. And in today's lesson from Isaiah, mountains are used to communicate something critical about God's commitment to the children of Israel. God's message to the exiled people is as simple as it is profound. The unmovable may move, but I will not. Pray for the Diocese of Maine. Moving forward, have you ever moved a mountain? Share your story with hashtag Forward Day by Day. A prayer for all sorts and conditions of men. Let us pray. O God, the creator and preserver of all mankind, we humbly beseech thee for all sorts and conditions of men, that thou wouldst be pleased to make thy ways known unto them, thy saving health unto all nations. More especially, we pray for thy holy church universal, that it may be so guided and governed by thy good spirit, that all who profess and call themselves Christians may be led into the way of truth, and hold the faith in unity of spirit, in the bond of peace, and in righteousness of life. Finally, we commend to thy fatherly goodness all those who are in any ways afflicted or distressed, in mind, body, or estate, that it may please thee to comfort and relieve them according to their several necessities, giving them patience under their sufferings, and a happy issue out of all their afflictions. And this we beg for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen. Thanks for spending part of your day with us. We're glad you stopped by. For a full liturgical calendar of readings, visit us online at www.forwardmovement.org. Forward Movement is a ministry of the Episcopal Church. Our mission is to inspire disciples and empower evangelists to the glory of God and for the love of Jesus. You can find out about more ways to join us, peruse resources for yourself, family, friends, or parish, make a prayer request, subscribe to the print version of Forward Day by Day, or make a donation by visiting www.forwardmovement.org. Send us an email at news@forwardmovement.org or call 1-800-543-1813 to talk to us. You can also give us a shout out on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. May God bless you and those you love today and always.